Wes, when you get access to a property or you're in a new public ground, what do you do to scout and to pattern mule deer? Like, what's your process?
Well, time is the probably the most important thing. The more time you can spend, the more information you can gather. If you don't have time, which back in the day when I was operating, there was often opportunities to lease properties that I had almost no time on. So one, patterning a mule deer is nearly impossible. That might be what separates them from the whitetail more than anything. They are a much more roaming type animal, a browsing type animal. They'll cover a lot of ground. If you can pattern a buck, you're just lucky, especially a mature buck that's that understands how to stay alive. If that's the case, to get that amount of data on a big mature buck over time you're just super, super lucky to have that. So what I used to do is sign was probably my biggest friend, was to gather as much intel regarding the months of the year that I wasn't there. And reading sign is key. It's probably looking for old rubs, because mule deer still do actually have a tendency to stake their claim, at least to get super aggressive. When there's an alfalfa field and you've got bucks coming in and out, you'll still have heavy rubs in that area, even though it happens at a short time of the year. So I used to just beat feet, cover ground, set up trail cameras, probably put them on food sources, put them on transition zones, put them in saddles, put them in bedding areas. I would run 60 to 80 trail cameras a year. Now, to get the intel that I need now, I don't have to make it happen for a bunch of people. I just have to make it happen for me. So it's a much more methodical, time-oriented process, and I love it out there enough so it does afford me the time that I need to spend. If you can't spend time, I don't know how you'd be successful.